Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At Chicago, bringing this back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that, too, by the way, folks. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick Maurer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, and which the title alone, I knew it was going to be my favorite book just from the title, but it actually turned out to be one of my favorite books. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. That's Rick in the background there laughing and being kind to me as I try to make a joke. Hey, Rick, we're talking about change. We're talking about you've done a great job of breaking down the different constituencies that impact change. You've got the people who think of change. You've got the people who execute change. And this recent study you did was on the top leadership of an organization and the impact that they have on change. So continue with your explanation.
Well, okay, the one item on there that had the biggest range between changes that failed and those that were successful is that the successful changes, the leaders actively supported the change from A to Z. And when I was looking at the responses to those that didn't do that, they'd say, yeah, they were there, they kicked it off, they said a lot of good things, and then they pulled away. Somebody else said they were doing a new software system across the enterprise, and it said the CEO pulled back from it because he didn't believe it was going to work. And, well, you know, so somehow this person knew the CEO had pulled back, and man, that goes out. That's like everybody tweets in the organization, okay, he's not on board anymore, and the thing dies. And
I have never, I have seen this happen before. Nothing ripples through an organization quicker than a teeny tiny little moment of weakness by the leader, the top person, to support change 110%.
Right.
There's a project that I know of where the company's making a sea change. And a letter was being written. I won't say who wrote the letter, but a letter was being written to try to demonstrate the commitment of the leader to this change. And the leader's speechwriter or writer or whatever got a hold of the letter and decided to put it in his words. Hmm. But he completely neutered the impact that need to be gotten across to the people that the leader was all in on this change.
Yeah.
And it was because the speechwriter hadn't been to all the meetings, didn't understand what was happening. So my reason for saying that is if you're the leader and you're all in, make sure that message comes from you and not from some surrogate.
Yes, I agree 100%. Well, you know, one of the things in this two-week, you know, marathon set of meetings, one thing that's really stood out is, and I'm thinking of a couple leaders right now, they were there at the beginning of the planning meeting, and they were there at the end of the planning meeting, and they had their sleeves rolled up, and they were working, and they were engaged. Mm-hmm. And so
the reason I said earlier that I was surprised about that, did you not run into a case where people were reticent to open up with the leader there?
I didn't in these instances. I think that's a real possibility in some organizations, by all means.
I have to be honest with you. I think that's probably definitely an issue that must be acknowledged and dealt with in a small business.
Yep. Well, yeah, let's just talk about that for a second. I think you're absolutely right. One way for a small business leader to find out if that's going on is if you're in a meeting, ask something provocative. Like, all right, so I've been talking about this big new thing we're going to do. What are your thoughts on it? And if people say, "Oh, boss, you did it again. That's brilliant." You know, then you could say, "All right, great. I appreciate hearing that. What am I missing? What could go wrong?" And listen to see if people tell you something.
Challenge them to be honest.
Yes, and if they're not, then don't push them. But I would say at that point, people don't feel confident enough to speak the truth, either with you in the room or perhaps their supervisor sitting beside them. But something's going on where that kind of candid conversation isn't taking place.
Well, and let me throw something else out. You know, change happens because somebody like a CEO, a change is imagined or is identified because somebody like the CEO decided that the world is moving in a direction that we have to move in that, and we have to move in that direction. But the implementation of that change, the execution of that change, happens on down the chain, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
And so all I was going to say is that sometimes the person who envisions the change doesn't need to be the person to execute the change. Because they're still thinking at 30,000 feet. What do you think?
Yep. Oh, I agree. I agree completely. Yeah, and for the leader to be involved from A to Z does not mean they're micromanaging, but it means that people have the resources they need and that there's never a doubt in anybody's mind that you, the senior man or woman, is 100% behind this, just like you were. I just read something this morning, and it really speaks to this. It's called Brass
Engage
Law.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell us what you read in the beginning of the next segment. I need your website right now, please.
www.rickmaurer.com.
Check it out, folks. You can find his books and all the things that Rick does there at rickmaurer.com. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. We'll be right back.
No matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.